The first steamboat on Lake Erie, or the first locomotive to puff up to the first railway station of the town of Moses Cleveland, could have attracted little more attention and caused more general admiration than did the flight of Aviator Curtis yesterday. It was Cleveland's first real sight of an aeroplane doing business, and all the city wanted to see the sight. It was like circus day at the old county seat. There was the joy of children in the faces of those who saw the apparition. And many years hence, perhaps, some of us will tell our little great-grandchildren about it. That's how we feel today. Out of the haze he appeared, shot past in a moment, and was gone. But in that space of time, every watcher became a devout admirer of the man who had reduced the air to subserviency. Most of them silently and remotely hoped that someday, perhaps, they might ride on an aeroplane. Cleveland is interested, of that there can be no doubt, and more of the human birds will flock hitherward.